Old age turns to youth. One day, as I started to cross the lawn lying between my father's house and our own, I heard my name called in affectionate tones. I turned and saw approaching me a tall, fine-looking man, whose uncovered head was silvery white, and whose deep blue eyes looked happily and tenderly into mine as he grew nearer. "Oliver!" I cried with outstretched arms of welcome. "Dear, dear Oliver!" It was the husband of my eldest sister, always dearly loved. As I went on, I met a group of happy young girls and boys of different ages, hastening past me. As soon as they saw me, they all with one accord began to shout joyfully, "Grandma is coming! Grandma is coming! We are taking flowers to scatter everywhere! We are so glad!" With a great joy in my heart, I hastened onward to my father's house. I found them awaiting me, full of joyful expectation. We set forth a goodly company to welcome this dearly beloved loved one to her home. As we approached the house, we heard the sound of joyous voices, and looking in, we saw my sister standing in the room, her husband's arm around her, and the happy grandchildren thronging around them. But what was this? Could this radiant creature, with smooth brow and happy eyes, be the pale, wan woman I had last seen, so bowed with suffering and sorrow? I looked with eager eyes. Yes, it was my sister, but as she was full 30 years ago, with a bloom of health upon her face, and the light of youth in her tender eyes. I drew back into the shadow of the vines and let the others precede me, for my heart was full of a strange, triumphant joy. This truly was the victory over death, so surely promised by our risen Lord. I watched the happy greetings and the way she took each beloved one into her tender arms. When one by one she had greeted and embraced them all, I saw her, with a strange yearning at my heart, turn and look wistfully around, then whisper to my father, "Is not my little sister here?" I could wait no longer, but hastening to her side, cried, "Dearest, I am here. Welcome, welcome." She folded me to her heart and held me fast in her warm arms. She showered kisses on my upturned face, while I returned each loving caress and laughed and cried for gladness that she had come at last. Oh, what a family reunion was that inside the walls of heaven, and how its bliss was heightened by the sure knowledge that there should be no partings for us henceforth ever. I turned to Oliver and said, "Does she not look very young to you?" Then I added, noting his fresh complexion and his sparkling eyes, "Her coming has brought youth likewise to you." He looked at me intently, then said, "I wonder if you realize the change that has likewise come to you in this wonderful clime." I asked, a little startled at the thought. "I confess I have not thought once of my personal appearance. I realize what through the Father's mercy this life has done for me spiritually, but as for the other, I have never given it an instant's thought." "The change is fully as great in your case as in Lou's, though with you the change has been more gradual." I felt a strange thrill of joy that when my dear husband should come to me, he would find me with the freshness and comeliness of our earlier years. It was a sweet thought, and my heart was full of gratitude to the Father for this further evidence of his loving care. So the hours passed, and the time came for us to go. With light hearts we went on our way and left them to spend their first hours in heaven together.